Welcome to our podcast, Arguments of History.
Today we are going to be talking about Federalists and Anti-Federalists.
Please give a warm round of applause to the one and only Robert, our host.
Also welcome Ryan and Ronaldo as our Federalist and Anti-Federalist viewpoints.
I'm Robert, your host, and today the topic on the table is Anti-Federalists and Federalists. Now you may be wondering, what is a Federalist and Anti-Federalist? The Federalists believed that instead of protecting the rights of the people, the Bill of Rights limited them. Federalists wanted a weak state government and strong central governments. The Anti-Federalists believed that the Constitution granted too much power to the federal government while taking too much power away from the state and local governments. So now, what you know, let me introduce you to our Federalists and Anti-Federalists, Ryan and Ronaldo.
The Anti-Federalists believed that the government gave too much power to the people.
And the Federalists believed in the much better idea that we need a strong central government and no Bill of Rights.
Let's talk about the Bill of Rights to start with.
We wouldn't be where we were without Anti-Federalists, because the Bill of Rights gave a strong foundation for the people's rights. And with these rights, the citizens are happy to live in the United States.
The Federalists also believed that the power that was not given to the central and national government would be given to the states and the citizens of those states. With this standard, there would have been no need for the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution would have been fine all by itself. Also, the Federalists believed that the Bill of Rights limited the people instead of helping them.
Yes, but they were taking power away from the states and giving power to the central government.
Yeah, but the more power we give to the central and the more on board we are as a country.
But the more power to the state, the more control there is rather than chaos.
Okay, now let's switch over to talking about the Constitution.
The Anti-Federalists believed the Constitution granted too much power to the federal government while taking too much power to the state and local government.
As I said earlier, I believe that the Federalists were correct in the fact that the power not given to the central government would be given to the states and the citizens, thus proving that the central government was not given too much power.
Just because that is what they thought does not mean that it was fine. It would be hard to differentiate between what the citizens can and cannot do.
The Federalists were, yes, but having the Bill of Rights limited the people instead of protecting them, like I said before.
Clearly, the Americans were split on who to side with. So, what important people side with your causes, and who had the most support? Ryan?
The Federalists obviously had more supporters and major people supporting us, including James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, and George Washington.
Yes, that is true, but the Anti-Federalists were also supported by important people. For example, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, and Samuel Adams.
The Federalists were always ready to defend themselves and their ideas, so they wrote a series of essays defending the Constitution named the Federalist Papers.
Those were very influential. Many people don't know that they were also the Anti-Federalist Papers, which were also supported and influential.
The Federalist Papers were much more well-known and had three authors, Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, John Jay. They originally planned to write 25 essays. John got sick after writing the first five. James Madison wrote 29. Hamilton wrote 51. Overall, there were 85 essays published and anonymously written under the pseudonym of Publius.
The Anti-Federalist Papers were a series of essays against the Constitution. They were published before the Federalist Papers, providing that we had the idea first. There's no set list of Anti-Federalist authors. Major authors included Cato, like George Clinton, Brutus, like Malishan Smith, Senator Mitchell, Samuel Bryan, and the federal farmer, Malishan Smith. Though they were not well known, they still had a huge impact.
I agree with what John Jay said. Those who own the country ought to govern it, which means that the ones who put in the hard work are the ones that should govern it. As in, the Federalists are writing the Constitution, they should probably know how to govern the country.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
I hope you enjoyed. Listen in for next week's. These are the sites that we used. Thank you to judiciallearning.org, wikipedia.org, ushistory.org, history.com, constitutionfacts.com, britannica.com, goodreads.com, mindmeester.com, history.com again, and ushistory.com again.